O Canada, stringent gun control fails to stop firearm attack on Edmonton City Hall. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 26, 2024. Canada's stringent gun controls failed to stop a firearm and Molotov cocktail attack Tuesday on Edmonton City Hall. The Edmonton Journal reported that the alleged 28-year-old shooter was armed with a long gun when he entered the building through the parkade, fired shots and threw a Molotov cocktail. Some councillors were in the building at the time of the attack but were taken to safe locations by police/security. The attack on Edmonton City Hall occurred despite Canada's stringent gun controls. Those gun controls include a ban on over 1,500 models of assault-style firearms and certain components of some newly prohibited firearms, the upper receivers of M16, AR-10, AR-15, and M4 patterns of firearms, which went into effect May 1, 2020, according to the Government of Canada. And Canada had ammunition magazine restrictions long before the assault-style firearms ban was adopted. Licensing is the law of the land in Canada, and passage of a firearm safety course is a requirement for acquiring a license to own a gun. A license is also necessary to legally acquire and/or possess a firearm. Canada requires extensive background checks on those intending to purchase a firearm. Moreover, Ottawa City News reported that beginning July 7, 2021, Canada expanded the scope of the background check conducted so that it looks not simply at the previous 5 years of a would-be purchaser's life, but at their entire life. At the same time, the Prime Minister announced requirements on firearm retailers in Canada were increased. Canada also has a waiting period for gun purchases. For example, click on Detroit outline the weight and other criteria involved in purchasing a handgun in Canada as of May 2022. In order to buy a handgun, Canadians are required to prove that they practiced at an approved shooting club or range, or show that they are a gun collector. Those looking to purchase any type of gun must complete a safety course, then pass a written test and a practical test. Canadians must obtain 2 character references, list the names of the partners they've lived with within the last 2 years, who must also sign the application, and then apply for a permit and wait a month for processing to start. Then, purchasers have to pass a background check that considers their criminal record, mental health and history of domestic violence and assault. Once approved, a gun can be purchased. If it is a handgun, Canadians must register it with the police before they can take it home. Despite these and numerous other gun controls, a 28-year-old attacker who allegedly made a video mentioning, among other things, the genocide in Gaza before attacking was able to open fire on the Edmonton City Hall Tuesday. Watch, Southern on Trudeau banning handguns, I will be the last generation of Canadian handgun owners. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a Turning Point USA ambassador, and a Sidemark Rifle Optical Pro staffer. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.